hold that thought. We have Dr. Yanez back. Dr. Joanne Yanez, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. That is so much better.
Oh,
okay.
Major improvement.
Major improvement. So we are talking, I'm guessing we're talking about Valentine's Day.
Well, we're talking about heart health. So, you know, I think that, you know, in relation to Valentine's Day, you know, it makes you think about hearts and so on. And I always take this as a calendar prompt to check in on our heart, on our own heart health. Are we doing the things we need to do to keep our hearts healthy?
So, you know,
so what do you, go ahead.
Exercise?
Yes, that's one. So you should be definitely getting physical movement every day. Our bodies were meant to move. There should be some sort of, you know, good, vigorous exercise to your doctor's okay, but, you know, at least several times a week. And but there's so much more outside of exercise. You know, people always think of exercise as first. But are you keeping
nutrition,
your stress in key? And are you laughing? Are you eating foods that are nutritious and good heart health foods? There's been a lot of research on the Mediterranean diet. I know we've talked about this before. Lots of whole fruits and vegetables, very minimally processed grains, a lot of fish, and minimal meat products. And so, you know, and that has had very positive associations with better heart health outcomes. Minimal wine, you know, no smoking, obviously. And, you know, I think, but there's so much besides just like eating well and exercise. It's, you know, are you keeping your thoughts healthy? Are you sharing laughter? Yesterday, gosh, I don't know if you saw, I've been on way too many Zoom calls in the last 9 months, and there was that meme of the lawyers,
yes,
in Texas where the Zoom guy was a cat.
Yes. So funny.
Hilarious. But, like, it just, you know, so many of my friends, like, we're overworked, and everyone's like, oh, my gosh, I really needed that laugh. Like, I needed a good belly, tears coming out of your eyeballs kind of laugh. And that is good for us. It's good medicine. It releases endorphins. It helps lower blood pressure. You know what else helps lower blood pressure?
What's...
animals.
Ah, yes.
Animals. There's been literature actually shown that spending good quality time petting and loving on an animal lowers your blood pressure, lowers the blood pressure of the animal.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, they use,
yeah,
and I'm thinking about the equine therapy, for example. People who have gone through severe trauma find tremendous relief in equine therapy, you know, working with horses. You know, and we think of animals.
So last month, my husband's hospital, the workers have been so overburdened with this crisis right now that they brought in mini therapy ponies.
Seriously? That's so cool.
It is.
That is so cool.
But they brought them in for the staff, not for the patients. They brought the ponies in for the staff in recognition that, you know, hey, you all are working extensively hard and under extreme circumstances here, and we need, you know, we need to therapy horses as much as the patients do.
That's amazing. That is so awesome. I know that when my mother was going through surgeries as she started her decline, before she passed away, one of the surgeries, she was at Huntington Memorial in Pasadena, and they had somebody brought in a labradoodle, and they were in the waiting room, and people who were waiting for their family members to get out of surgery were able to, you know, snuggle this dog. And I felt so much better after snuggling a dog for a minute or so.
There's definite therapeutic benefit from animals, from laughter and connection. And so, you know, that's just, you know, there are just so many different ways that we can be kind to our stress levels and our hearts. And, you know, it's really remembering that in the moment, you know, you have control over the moment. And so your choice, do you want this moment to be one that's stressful and negative, or are you going to do what you can to try and enjoy even, you know, being in a hospital, waiting on a potentially contentious outcome for a loved one, but let's try and make the best out of what we can. And snuggle a dog for a minute.
Now, what if your cat consistently headbutts you as you're trying to do Zoom meetings and look professional? And there's the kitty in the Zoom meeting every day.
You know, this is just a new normal. I think the traditional rules of professionalism have gone out the window. I've seen more cat tushies in the last 10 months. I have a couple coworkers where their cats just magically know where the cat is, it's their butt there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they do.
Yeah, in our house, we have wiener dogs that bark if you don't give them attention. So it's like you either have your meeting with barking going on.
We're in a new normal, and in the same vein, there are kids popping in. My son has made many an appearance in my Zoom calls. It is what it is at this point. People's work and home life are intermeshed, and that's what you get.
I think it humanizes things to a little bit, to an extent, too. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. We should all bring a pet to work.
Absolutely. 100% agree. Tobin and I were watching comedy. We're watching Ron White, because I had a stressful day yesterday, and he put on Ron White. Now, sometimes he can be kind of gross, but sometimes he can be absolutely hilarious. And it felt good to just belly laugh. It really did, and I actually think I slept better because of it.
Well, like I said earlier, there's been research with cancer, there's been research with heart disease. It improves outcomes, it improves your immune system, it lowers blood pressure, it increases endorphins, like I said, it helps to lower your cortisol levels. Laughter is good medicine, and, you know, it's free, be easy, especially now with YouTube, to put on a comedian or, you know, find something on Netflix or whatever streaming services you have. It's pretty. Should be something that everybody includes in their day, you know, their daily life, their weekly life.
Indeed. Indeed, indeed. Well, Dr. Yanez, tell people how they can find you and follow you and learn more about the AANMC.
You bet. We're all on the internet and social media, aanmc.org, and we do host free monthly events. We've got a month in March coming up on postpartum depression. We just had a webinar on environmental toxins, and the recording is up on that one now. And every month we have free events, so we'd love for folks to join us.
Thank you so much. As always, it's been a treat. Stay heart healthy. And enjoy the rest of your week.
You too.
All right. So with that, it's time for a break. I'm Erin Brinker.
I'm Todd Brinker.
And we are On the Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.